I'm your host, Krista with a K, your guide on the transformative journey where we peel back the layers of life, relationships, business, and all the things in between. I'll be chatting with experts, thought leaders, and everyday superheroes who have not only weathered the storms of change, but have harnessed the power within those shifts to create a life that truly lights them up. This is Feel the Shift, where we answer the call, embrace change, and design a life that feels authentically yours. Let the journey begin. Defining your why. I want you to take some time to reflect on your why today and go deep on this exercise that I'm about to share with you. Because once you get to the seventh level, your why will be revealed to you and will be anchored in your heart. This is so powerful because once you know this, you will use it as a guide through your daily life and it will fuel you to take action even when you don't feel like it. All right, so welcome to another episode of Feel the Shift Podcast. Now, today I am super excited to share this exercise with you guys because it's an exercise that I have done before that has literally changed my life. Now, this exercise is called the Seven Levels Deep. I did not create it the first time that I ever did it. I actually heard about it from Dean Graziosi, and I'm not sure where he got it from, but I know that he also uses it as well, and he got it from one of his mentors. So I really want to share it with you guys because I truly believe that once you figure out what your why is, it really becomes the compass that leads you through your day-to-day life. And when you know what your why is, you have a different type of passion in your belly to do the things that light you up. So now, being an entrepreneur, I mean, I guess anybody who's an entrepreneur, I think you can relate to this and you understand that the journey is full of ups and downs. And a lot of times you just want to throw in the towel and you think, why am I even doing this? But when you have something that is connected and anchored into your heart, it's really hard for you to just turn that voice off and to stop doing what you're doing. So now this is also going to help you in honestly any area of your life. You don't have to just be an entrepreneur for this. So I want to share it with you as well so that you can go back to it anytime that you need to. So basically the way that it works is, first of all, I want you to get out a pen and paper. So if you're able to do that, grab a pen and paper. If you're driving, okay, keep driving. Okay, don't stop. Don't worry. You can go back and listen to this episode anytime. And we'll also have the show notes on our website as well, where you can go and get a free download of the exercise that you can do any time that you want. You can share it with your friends, with your coworkers, or use it for yourself as well in your business or even for yourself anytime that you need to. Now, I'm sure you've been asked before, like, what is your why, right? And a lot of times people kind of just sit back and they go, I want to make more money. Okay. So that isn't enough to anchor in sometimes to make you take action. So the purpose of this exercise is going to be really to get down to what the real why is so that you can push through anything, whether it is good or bad, to get the outcome that you desire. All right, so this is going to be fun. So I'm going to give you an example. So number one, the first thing is, it can be a question about anything. So basically, what is a big goal that you're working on right now or that you have? So an example would be for me, let's say as an entrepreneur, I'm going to use an example here just to show you guys how this works. So why is it important for you to be successful? So an example would be because I want to make more money. Okay, so we're going to go down another level. So why do you want to make more money? Because I want to be able to provide for my family. Okay, so why is it important to you that you provide for your family? Well, it's important for me because I want to contribute. Okay, so why do you want to contribute? Why is that important to you? Because I don't want my kids to see their mom stressed out. Okay, why is it important for you, for your kids, not to see their mom stressed out? Because when I was a kid, I just remember my mom being really stressed out about money. Okay, why is it important for you that your kids don't see you stressed out like you saw your mom stressed out about money? Because I want my kids I don't want my kids to feel the way that I did. Okay, why is it important for you to make sure that your kids don't feel like you did when you were a kid? Because I want my kids to know and to believe that anything is possible if you really work hard at it. Okay, so do you see where there's a difference there? We started with because I want to make more money, and we ended with because I want my kids to know and to believe that anything is possible if you work hard for it. Now tell me, which one of these do you think will push you through any type of adversity that you're faced with or a challenge? 100% the one at the bottom, right? Okay, do you see how this works? Now I'm going to give you one more example. Okay, so let's say somebody's goal is, I'll ask the question again. What is a big goal that you're working on right now? What is your why? So the answer for this one example is going to be to get in the best shape of my life. Okay, why is it important to you to get in the best shape of your life? Because I want to have more energy. Okay, why do you want to have more energy? So that I can go to all my kids' activities. Okay, why do you want to go to all your kids' activities? Because I want them to see that I am here to support them. Okay, why is it important for you, for your kids to see that you support them? Because when I was a kid, my parents didn't come to my activities. Okay, why is it important for your kids to see that you've gone to their activities because your parents didn't go to yours? Because I want them to see that they are worthy. Okay, why do you want them to see that they are worthy? Because I want my kids to know and to believe that anything is possible if you work hard at it. Okay, do you see how I got back to the same why? Even though the goal was something completely different, right? So I want to make more money and I want to get in the best shape of my life is what we started with. And the why, and after going 7 levels deep, the why is actually because I want my kids to know and to believe that anything is possible. Okay, I want you guys to do this exercise. And if you do it, I'd be so happy if you took the time and actually shared it with me if you wanted to. I just think it's so important to reconnect to that sometimes, because with all the noise and craziness that's going on in the world all the time, sometimes it's just a simple exercise to get us back on the right path to remember why we do what we do. And it'll also help you to set boundaries in your life that you need to set to be able to move consistently towards your goals. Whatever it may be in your personal life, in your career, in your business, it actually doesn't matter. Once you have determined what that why is, it'll be easier for you to navigate those waters. Now, your why might change. Your why can change in different seasons of your life. And it's actually perfectly okay to have more than one. But if you go 7 levels deep, I'm pretty sure you might even shed some tears and your why will be revealed to you. And like I said, the magic happens when it is anchored in your heart. So even though these are examples to show you the exercise, that actually is my why. My why is that I want my kids to truly believe that anything is possible if you work hard for it. So every decision that I make, every experience that I create for my kids, it's always about dreaming bigger. I want to show them, I want to be the guiding light to show them that no matter what opportunities present themselves, you do have a choice. You know, not everybody has the same privileges or opportunities in their lives, even growing up. But that doesn't matter, and that should never stop you from accomplishing your dreams and your goals. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm so excited to let you guys know that you can now go to our website, KristaWithAK.ca, and you can access all of the show notes, and you can also download this exercise as a freebie anytime from our website and just print it off and do with it as you wish.